Heather Duplessy-Allen.
The Prime Minister was trying to shake off criticism this morning after a shambolic budget announcement for the new correction spending yesterday.
It got a bit mixed up in the moment, but Mark and I had a quick chat on the way out after the press conference and he very quickly clarified the numbers.
So when Chris Luxon and Mark Mitchell yesterday announced $1.9 billion, there was a lot of confusion about what the money will actually buy. So we've decided to clear up the confusion and bring back Minister Mark Mitchell for the second time in 2 days. Mitch, hello.
Hey, Heather. Hey, I know what Paddy's doing now too. He's become a professional cyclist.
Yes. Are you cycling with him?
No, I'm not. I'd like to, but he's doing a big cycle through the South Island to raise money for a charity.
Do you know what?
So good on him.
He asked us if we could plug that for him when he's on with us, but you just did it for him. So I feel like you've taken the pressure off me. Hey, listen, what happened yesterday, Mitch? I mean, you guys couldn't communicate whether you were introducing 200 new beds or 600 beds or 800 beds.
Yes.
What went wrong?
Yes. I muddied the waters on that big time because for the last 6 months, all I've been focused on is delivering near-term capacity for our corrections system so that we can actually deliver what we want to around public safety and know that we had the capacity. And so I just started talking about all the sort of near-term capacity stuff that I've been focused on and didn't actually talk about our package, which is 810 additional beds on top of what's already happening.
Did you have too many numbers in your head?
I had a lot of numbers in my head, but then the ones that were most recent in my head were the near capacity ones, and that's what I was sort of talking to. But I lost the room.
Yeah, you did. Have you read all of the commentary about it? It's pretty bad.
No, because I'm very busy, so I haven't had time to read all the commentary.
Even Audrey Young wrote a piece that was basically like how to take a good announcement and stuff it up.
Yeah, well, you know, that's on me. Like I said, I muddied the waters, and but she's right though. It's a fantastic announcement.
It is a good announcement.
You know, it's $1.9 billion of funding. You know, so that we can meet staffing requirements. That we're going to deliver an additional 810 beds. The bit that I really love about this that we've been working on now for quite a while is the $78 million of funding to deliver programs for remand prisoners, because we've got a big population of remand prisoners in the system at the moment. And they haven't been getting programmed. So with this funding and with the change in legislation that we're making, we can actually deliver rehabilitation programs to them.
Mitch, did you get a telling off from Chris Luxon?
No, not at all. I mean, we just, you know, obviously I apologise to the Prime Minister because I did muddy the waters. But, you know, it's a great announcement. We just refocused. We made sure that we came out.
Well, you're on message today. No, but I was wondering, because remember yesterday was really weird and you couldn't take the phone call from us and you didn't call us on time, and then you were in a meeting with Chris Luxon and then you bumped Chris Luxon to come on air with us. Was that when he was telling you off?
No, it's fair to say that we're definitely having a debrief. But yes, I didn't realise that was already pre-programmed to come on with you. So I sort of at short notice said, yeah, of course I'll go on with Heather. And then of course, the time came around. We hadn't written up the meeting, so I just popped out.
You were lucky that we called you to end that debrief, eh?
Hey? Not really, because I went straight back into the meeting.
Oh, no. And when you'd been out, Mitch, for a while, chatting to us, had he got angry or had he calmed down?
Heather, you gave me about 2 minutes. We end up having about 2 minutes. You've got to stretch it out a bit
longer. Mate, I reckon it was only 45 seconds.
Yeah, felt that. That's
what I'm making up for it today,
seconds,
Mitch.
Exactly. Yeah, thank you.
Listen,
thank you,
good luck with it. It'll be fine. Yeah. I really appreciate it. Mark Mitchell, the Corrections Minister.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.